What you are asking is, many times we come close to death, but somehow we don't cross over that door. So is that happening by our karma that we come close but we don't cross over? Or is this Krishna's arrangement? Is that what you are asking?
Yeah.
Life is actually very precipitous. It's dangerous. At any moment it can end. At any moment we may just die. Right now the roof may crash and I may die, or my heart may get a heart attack and I may die. But there is also a normal way we live. We are young, we get middle-aged, we have a family, we grow old, and eventually we die. So now, just as when we take a rented house, usually we have a contract. Okay, I'll be staying in this house for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Like that, when we get the body, this body we have got based on our past karma from previous lives. So this body comes with a particular time duration. That time duration is not just in terms of seconds or minutes, it's actually in terms of breaths. So for that breath, the soul will be in this body. So, and during the course of that life, depending on the kind of karma that we may have done, we will experience different events in our life. So for example, some people, they throughout their life, they are always very sickly. Some other people, they are very healthy. Some people, they eat a little bit, maybe too spicy or too oily, and their stomach gets upset. Some other people, they treat their tongue like a conveyor belt. Whatever they eat, they keep eating, and still they say healthy. So this difference or what we go through in our life, that is also based on karma. So our karma determines not just when our lifespan will end, when our stay in this body will end, but also the broad patterns of events that we'll experience in this life, that is determined by karma. Now, what is not determined is how we respond. So it's like, say, from here, if I take a flight to go to New York. Now, based on the kind of weather that is there along the way, as soon as I decide to go to New York, then I will experience that kind of weather. Sometimes it may be turbulent, sometimes it may be peaceful. So similarly, when I decide to go to New York, not only is my destination determined, but also to some extent the turbulence that is going to be there is determined. But at the same time, what I respond to, how I respond to, with that turbulence, I may become panicky. And sometimes the plane starts moving up and down. You know, some people become so panicky, they start screaming, crying. And some people may get a heart attack because of that. Or some people may just say calm and okay, this plane is turbulent, but the pilot is competent, they will get it back in control. So what happens to us is destiny. How we respond to it is free will. So our response is never determined. That response is up to us always. So some of us, by our past karma, by the kind of karma that we have, we may have more danger-filled lives. Lives which take us many times close to death and get us back. Others may have not such adventurous lives, not such dangerous lives. That's actually the result of karma. Now, what we should see is not what happens to me is not in my control, but how I respond to it is in my control. And if I can respond wisely, whatever happens, so if I come close to death and then I am pulled back from there, and I can see it is, death was so real, I was so close to death, and this is going to happen. So therefore, let me focus on the eternal. Let me not get so infatuated by the temporary. So the art of living wisely is to actually translate whatever happens into a way that is favorable for our growth. So if I have a very peaceful life where there is no danger, then I can think that, you know, actually Krishna is so kind to me that he has given me a peaceful material life so that I can focus undistractedly on bhakti. On the other hand, if I have a danger-filled life, then I can think, you know, Krishna is so kind that Krishna is giving me constant reminders of the dangers that await us in this world, of the ultimate danger that is going to come to me at the time of death. And therefore, let me intensify my bhakti. So what we should do is, whatever kind of events happen in our life, we need to translate them in a way that helps us to go closer to Krishna. Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions?